In Robert Morgan's small but very practical book called The Red Sea Rules, he tells about a time when he was exceptionally worried about a situation that faced him. While reading his Bible, he came upon the words, "Leave room for God's wrath." The context is that we shouldn't try to get even when someone harms us, but instead leave room for God to settle the score. But if we can leave room for God's anger, he reasoned, can we not, when facing other challenges, leave room for his other attributes? For his power, for his grace, for his intervention? Morgan relates, "I underlined the words, leave room for God, and have leaned on them ever since." The most remembered scene from the epic movie The Ten Commandments occurs when the Israelites are facing the Red Sea, trapped by mountains on both sides, with the Egyptian army in hot pursuit, fully planning on capturing them and bringing them back as slaves. But God parts the Red Sea, enabling the Israelites to cross through on dry land to safety. Like the Israelites, you may be trapped by your circumstances. Friend, leave room for God. God still specializes in doing the impossible. When you leave room for God, you rest more fully in Him to solve the problem instead of your struggling to answer your own prayer. God's timing is precise. Today may be the very day God rescues you from your situation. Moses told the Israelites, "Do not be afraid, stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today."
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.